Electric tank water heater, elements, thermostats, and how to test them. How a dual element electric water heater stages its upper and lower elements, what the high limit ECO does, and the exact meter steps to find a bad element or thermostat, resistance values, the non-simultaneous logic, and the common failure patterns. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. An electric storage water heater is the same insulated glass-lined steel tank as a gas unit, but instead of a burner underneath, it has two screw-in or bolt-in heating elements poking into the tank water, one near the top, one near the bottom. Each element is controlled by its own thermostat clamped to the tank wall, and a high-limit ECO safety sits on top of the upper thermostat to kill power if the water ever runs away hot. No flame, no vent, no combustion air, but 240 volts and a logic quirk that trips up a lot of techs. How it works. Standard residential electric heaters are wired non-simultaneous. Only one element runs at a time. This keeps the unit on a smaller circuit. A single 4,500 watts element pulls about 18.75 amps at 240 volts. Running both at once would need a much bigger breaker. The logic is controlled from the top down. When the whole tank is cold, the upper thermostat powers the upper element first to make a batch of hot water fast at the top of the tank where the outlet is. Once the top of the tank reaches the upper thermostat set point, the thermostat transfers power down to the lower thermostat, which then runs the lower element to heat the rest of the tank from the bottom up. The lower element does most of the day-to-day reheating. The upper only kicks in when you've drained the tank down past the upper sensor. The ECO energy cutoff / high limit is a manual reset button built into the upper thermostat assembly. If the water hits roughly 170 to 180 degrees, usually because a thermostat welded closed or an element grounded and kept heating, the ECO trips and cuts power to everything. A tripped ECO is a symptom, not the root cause. Reset it only after you've found why it overheated. In the field, when a customer says no hot water or runs out fast, go straight to the meter. Kill the breaker first and verify 0 volts at the elements. This is a 240 volts appliance and people get bit. Testing an element for failure, power off. Both element wires removed from at least one terminal. Continuity / resistance across the two element terminals. A good 4,500 watts / 240 volts element reads about 12 to 13 ohms. A 3,500 watts reads about 16 ohms. A 5,500 watts reads about 10 ohms. Open OL / infinite equals burned out element. Near zero equals shorted element. Round check. 1 meter lead on an element terminal, the other on the tank / bracket bare metal. Should read OL infinite. Any continuity to ground equals the element has shorted to the sheath grounded element, is trashed, and it's probably what tripped your breaker or ECO. Testing thermostat / finding which side is dead. This part you do with power on and a voltmeter. Carefully. With the tank cool, you should read 240 volts across the element that's currently being called. Top-down logic means on a cold tank the upper element is energized. Once the top is hot, power moves to the lower. If you read 240 volts at an element but it's not heating, the element is open. If you read 0 volts at an element and the tank is cold there, the thermostat feeding it isn't passing power. ECO reset. If you have power into the upper thermostat, but nothing downstream, check the reset button on the ECO. If it's tripped, find the cause grounded element, stuck thermostat before resetting. Normal values and targets. Current draw. 4,500 watts at 240 volts, about 18.75 amps, sized for a 30 amp/240 volt circuit, single element at a time. Set point, typically 120 degrees. Both thermostats should be set to the same temperature. ECO trip point, roughly 170 to 180 degrees. Manual reset. Recovery. A single 4,500 watts element recovers roughly 20 to 21 gallons per hour at a 90 degrees rise, slower than most gas units, which is why a ran out of hot water complaint on electric is often just demand outrunning recovery. Common faults and what they mean. No hot water at all. Tripped breaker. Tripped ECO. Or both elements / thermostats dead. Check breaker to ECO to upper thermostat in that order. Lukewarm water runs out fast. Classic lower element failure. The upper element heats the top third of the tank. You get a little hot water. Then it's cold once you drain past the upper element. Own the lower element, usually open. Plenty of warm water but never truly hot. Often the upper element / thermostat issue or a thermostat set too low. The lower element keeps the bottom warm, but the top never gets the final boost. Breaker trips when it heats / ECO keeps tripping. Grounded shorted ECO element. Ohm each element to the tank. The grounded one shows continuity. Element open after a few weeks of a new install. Often dry fired. energized with a tank not full of water. An element only lasts seconds without water around it to carry the heat away. Always fill and bleed air before powering up. Tech tips and gotchas. Fill the tank completely before you turn the breaker on. Open a hot tap until water runs steady so all the air is out. Energizing an element in an air pocket burns it out instantly. The number one new element failed right away callback is a dry fire. Non-simultaneous logic confuses people. If you're standing there on a stone-cold tank and the lower element reads 0 volts, that's normal. Powers at the upper element until the top is satisfied. Don't condemn the lower thermostat for that. A grounded element can read perfectly fine terminal to terminal 12 ohms and still be bad. You have to check terminal to tank for the ground fault. Skipping the ground check is how techs replace a thermostat that wasn't the problem. Use the right element style. High watt density vs low watt density, and the correct shape screw-in vs bolt and flange. Low density elements last longer in hard/sediment-heavy water. When you replace a thermostat, make sure it's seated flat against the tank wall under its bracket clip. A thermostat standing off the tank reads cold and overheats the water. Safety/code notes. 240 volts appliance. Lock out the circuit and verify 0 volts before touching elements. Treat it like any other line voltage work. Every storage water heater needs a properly rated T&P relief valve with a full size, downward pitch discharge line terminating at an approved point, required by the plumbing code IPC water heater provisions and the listing. Don't cap or plug it. The SEO is a safety, not a control. If it keeps tripping, find the fault grounded element, welded thermostat contacts. Never jumper it out to keep the unit running. Bonding and grounding of the tank and water piping follow the electrical code. Confirm the equipment ground is intact, especially after replacing a grounded element.